The following may contain language that is not suitable for all audiences.
Something else to do.
Whatever, dude.
All right, Lo-Fi Podcast time. What are we talking about?
I don't have any topics other than just being generally mad at the world.
What else is new?
Nothing.
Well, you know, it's...
I'm just going to be the robot today.
The election season's coming up. Not that we're going to talk about elections, but...
We're not.
Who cares? I mean, look.
I guess the only people that care are pundits, right?
The only people that care are the ones that are making a living off of all this, and the people that are kind of earnest about, you know, wanting to save the world, which is kind of bullshit.
How do you know it's bullshit?
Because we come up with simplistic solutions to things. We as people.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with simplistic solutions to things, thinking that those are actually simple solutions, but they're not.
There is no simplistic solution. There is no simple solution.
There are simple solutions.
But not easy.
Simple doesn't mean easy, right?
Which we've talked about before.
But a simplistic solution is, there are too many people getting shot out in America by these people with guns. Let's get rid of guns.
Right.
You want to hear another simplistic solution?
Sure.
All kinds of evil has been done in the name of patriotism and countries.
So patriotism bad.
Let's get rid of countries.
Oh, let's get rid of countries.
That's Marxism in a nutshell.
Let's get rid of countries.
And all those people, well, not people even now, are like that. Oh, if we got rid of countries, the people that sit there and say, I want to go live in a foreign country and do... But then they only live with other expats, so I'm like, you're f***ing stupid.
What? Just you and the talking about expats.
I think they're funny.
The fact that people go, they go to another country and then they hang out with a bunch of expats.
Uh-huh. With a bunch of people from their country.
Well, it's probably more comfortable, right?
Then why didn't you just stay where you were?
I don't know, Dave.
Again, yeah. So, but the,
I don't have the answers.
But the simplistic solution is the solution that requires you to do nothing. The person offering up the solution.
So it's really not a commitment, is what you're saying.
It's, I don't know about commitment. It's really not an answer. Right? I mean, the simplistic solution to, I'm getting so fat, well, let's get rid of calories.
Eat less.
Well, no, that's the simple solution. The simple solution is, I'm too fat, is, well...
Eat less calories.
Generally, you should have a deficit of stuff going in as you do of going out. You're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. That sounds too hard. Okay, well, then you're not going out. No, it's my body's problem. It's commercialism. It's capitalism's problem. They're loading food up with all that shit. Well, then don't eat the shit. No. That's not. No.
It's always funny when people talk about the people that are pro communism. When people start talking about, like, I saw something on Instagram this week. It was a clip of Margaret Thatcher talking about fascism and communism and how many people had been killed under fascism, communism.
Well, that's kind of a weird thing.
And then people get in the comments and they say things like, oh, capitalism's killed more people than communism. I'm like, has it? I think so.
Even if it has, has it killed more of its own? That's the funny thing. How come, of the two things, why is one so bad as compared to the other? You know? I think Adolf is one of the coolest names in the world. But because of Hitler and fascism and the Nazis, that name is just like kind of can't name anybody Adolf, right?
But yet there's still Vladimir's, though.
Well, there's tons of Josephs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know why one form of abject evil is okay, but the other form of abject evil is just like, well, you know. So it all kind of.
What, so bullshit?
Well, no, it all kind of depends on what you like, right?
Well, yeah, that's very true.
You like drugs, then it's not, there's too many kids dying of OD, let's ban all drugs. Then I'll be like, whoa, wait a second now. Right? The people that hate the guns are saying that we should ban all the guns. I'm like, wait a second now, you can't just ban all the drugs. That's throwing the baby out of the bathwater. Let's consider this. I'm like, fuck all y'all. All the simplistic folks. And if you have a simplistic solution for something, then yes, I'm saying fuck you too. Because that's dumb. Let's come up with a solution with I don't have to do jack shit and get all the credit and all the whatever, the props. Brief aside, for those of you that actually listen that know me personally, know that I really hate the type of personality, like hate, with a capital hate. The type of personality that just kind of has everything done for them. That's not the part that I hate. The part that I hate of that is the part where that person then goes, well, look at all this shit that I've done and accomplished. You haven't accomplished anything. Everything's been done for you. No, you think that I could get all this shit without having put forth effort and accomplished something? Like, I've seen it happen. And I have. I've seen it happen to plenty of folks. Don't do jack shit, get all this stuff given to them. They think they work damn hard to get it. And I'm just sitting there going, you're f***ing high. I don't mean to be dropping so many F-bombs, but, you know, I don't f***ing care anymore, so f*** you. But yeah, so, shit, I've run out of my train of thought.
And too many f***s.
And you're sitting here looking like some kind of weirdo with a hoodie smoking cigarettes.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell people I'm smoking.
Who cares? Well, maybe you're smoking pot. Well, now they would know if you were smoking pot.
I think people think I do, but I'm not.
Well, if you were smoking pot, I'd be throwing up. That's what I mean.
It would be a different podcast.
Well, yeah, it'd just be a podcast of you laughing and me retching. I bet there'd be an audience for that.
Probably.
What's that thing? That principle? I forget what it's called, but you know the principle for if whatever thing you're into, there's porn for it?
Right. Well, there's a podcast for every person now. Isn't there like, I don't know how many. There's so many.
There's like 8 billion podcasts?
Probably.
Good. I hope nobody makes money. Oh. Because that's what we need to do.
What?
We, the sheep and goats, need to sit there and say, fuck you to the people that are pulling the levers that think that they're doing really great because they're making all the money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, keep them from making the money.
Why are all these people still making money, though?
Just advantage. It has nothing to do with hard work or... That's the thing. If hard work really were what it took to be successful in life, then... All the people that I know that are super just trying to rub two nickels together,
mm-hmm,
would be some of the wealthiest people in the world, like farmers.
Yeah,
I've got buddies that will sit there and do the work of three or four people, and people are just fine, and their bosses and managers are just fine with them doing that amount of work, and they're without giving them any kind of like extra. You know, bonus or oomph.
Right.
Acknowledgement for that hard work. You know, promotion time comes around. Nobody wants to promote that guy. You work too f***ing hard.
Yeah. Let's just keep that guy where he is.
Yeah. And let's share in the bounty that this one person provides. But then when it's your turn, they're like, no, f***, I need to get, right?
I need to get mine.
Yeah, exactly. So
you need to stay where you are.
So the person that sits there that says, I need to get mine, you know, I know a bunch of you, so y'all can go f*** yourselves. I have no qualms about letting those people just kind of, you know,
sit in their own shit. Managers, so how does that work? How is it that we have all these companies now, these large companies, where essentially you have a whole class of people that don't do shit?
Well, it's not just companies. That's just,
and they move up.
That's the world.
They move up.
That is the cheat code of society.
That it protects useless people.
Yes. Not just protects, it actually
encourages useless people.
And promotes, celebrates.
That's up.
Well, you know, chances are if you've gotten anything in life, you're probably useless. And to a person, every one of those useless people talk about how hard they work, how smart they are, how tenacious they are, how no one's given them a break, how, you know, they walked uphill both ways in the snow when they were little kids to go to school or whatever. Right? What?
Well, chances are if you're in a snowy country, you probably did fight in the snow to get to school and back.
Walking uphill both ways?
Well,
you walked uphill going to school and you walked uphill coming back. You know.
It's funny you should say that because I watch a lot of bullshit on Instagram. And
really? Is there anything else but?
One of the people I follow, she was like, I think she's like in Finland or Norway or something. She's like, we have no snow days. She's like, snow day is just any other day. It's like, you know, like if there's snow, you're expected to be there. Like, it's not like if there's snow, everything's canceled. She's like, no, you fight in the snow and you show up.
Oh, fuck you. They've got sleds and shit. What are you talking about? These are people that would have fucking hot days. Oh, it's 30 degrees C. We can't go to school. It's too hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to die. They've got sleds and... Oh, that whole snow... That just... I need to calm down. Trying to act like they're all tough.
The funny thing is you're not... You're pretty calm right now.
Yeah.
You're just doing a... What's his face?
Oh, what is his face?
Mark, what's his name?
Levin.
You're just doing a Mark Levin.
Dude, I don't think I can. I don't think I could sustain that.
Because he does it for a whole show. Thing, yeah. But then afterwards, he's probably like.
He does it for a whole 3-hour radio show.
I don't even know if he's worked up when he does it.
Even if he isn't, I mean, that seems like that'd be tough to do.
Well, you're doing it right now.
Am I really?
Yeah.
What else is there? That's really all I had. I'm really tired of the simplistic solutions. Let's see if we can go to the topic vault.
The topic vault. That stays fine, in case you're wondering.
Oh, here's one. Which is kind of in line with what we're talking about. So everybody seems to think that they need to be rewarded for doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
And
your whole thing is, it's like you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. So there are
people... That's the end of the discussion.
Yeah, well, there are tons of people that sit there and say, you know, I've made all this money. I did all this work, so I should be making all this money. And I'm sitting there going, really? If that were true, there would be no such things as thieves.
Here's what I find fucked up, is if you're a person that's like a hard worker... Essentially, the government takes a big bite out of your ass. You don't get paid for... You get paid fuck all for being that hard worker, like you're saying. And then you pay a whole lot of taxes, don't get anything back, and then you pay taxes on your taxes.
Okay.
So the government takes money out of your paycheck, and then you're still paying taxes on the stuff you buy. So it's like... That's f***ed up.
Well, maybe we should expand the moral of animal.
Because you pay taxes on, like, the government takes taxes out of your paycheck, but then you're still paying taxes on everything you buy. So you're paying more taxes.
Depending on what you're buying and what's
food. Well, everything.
You don't pay taxes on a lot of food in California.
You don't?
No.
Okay, what about services? What about if you go out to a restaurant?
Well, Well, sure, you pay taxes on that.
You're paying taxes on food there.
But not groceries. Here's what I think is kind of stupid. Paying taxes on services.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to a driving range and hit golf balls.
Yeah.
They shouldn't charge you tax for that because you're not buying anything.
But you get...
Places to do. If you buy, like, a club membership, like at Costco or whatever,
uh-huh.
They try to charge taxes for that. And like, but you're not buying anything. You're buying the privilege for entering in here and shopping. So why is that taxable? I think that they shouldn't have taxed that whole, the computer, the online stuff. Mm-hmm. Remember years ago, the Supreme Court was like, yes, you can tax that. Because if they didn't, then all these states would start losing money.
Because people could just buy out of state.
Well, yeah.
For the state that has no taxes.
Well, no, because if you sold something in a different state, then like online, like if mm-hmm. I bought something from some seller in Connecticut,
right.
I wouldn't have to pay sales tax.
Right.
That's what went on for many, many years, and they changed that.
Why?
Because states were losing a lot of revenue, and, you
know. Big whoop.
Well, it is a big whoop, because they are benefiting from that.
So?
You're going to cut your own throat.
Well.
See, if you're not going to cut your own throat, I don't think you should expect anybody else to.
If some state has set things up so that you're not paying taxes.
Not some state, all the states. The laws in the states, they didn't set it up. The laws in the states just didn't cover it. And because the way laws work, if it's not covered in the law, right? If it's not says you can or can't do this, then it don't matter. So they say, okay, when you sell something in the state, you have to collect sales tax, which I remember one time, a long time ago, someone was like, oh, we have to charge you. I was like, no, it just says sales tax has to be collected. It doesn't say who.
Okay.
So, you know, you should be paying for my sales tax, you stupid clerk, trying to lie to me. I hate all liars, too. They can all go to hell. Oh, that's everybody.
Wow.
That's well. Actually,
so you got out of the side of the bed that was like "fuck it" today.
Yeah, I kind of like that side of the bed. You and everybody on it. I've forgotten how much I love to say that word. "Fuck it." It is my favorite.
Jeez, what am I going to call this episode?
It is my favorite word in the entire English language.
That's a good word. It's a verb. It's a noun. It's an adjective.
It's one of my favorite verses in that ministry song, Stigmata.
I've listened to ministry.
F*** you. F*** everybody.
Is that what it's about?
Stigmata?
Yeah.
F*** if I know. Well, Stigmata is supposed to be about, like, you know, the crucifixion, but ministry is one of those old-timey industrial...
I hate industrial music.
It's kind of funny. It's
like, if you want me to leave...
No, it's not just that. It's like you being waterboarded, man.
What was the other group that you listened to?
KMFDM.
FDM?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one time Dave put that shit on, and I was like...
It was a drug against war.
And I was like, I need to leave. Like it's kind of like me putting on South Park.
I used to watch South Park, but...
Like, just for those of you, just to explain, every time I put South Park on, there was like a period of years where I would just put South Park on and Dave would just leave. He's like, I'm done.
Oh, it's just not that enjoyable.
KMFDM. Mm-hmm. Is that short for something?
I don't know, but it's a drug against war was the song that you don't really like.
What is that song about?
Hmm?
What is that song about?
It's about KMFDM being a drug against war. Doo, doo.
I hate that song. I don't really like death metal. Is it death metal?
No, it's industrial.
It sounds like death metal, though.
No, death metal's different. How can you not like death metal?
I would never like death metal. I mean, I'd listen to... Wait, is Metallica death metal?
Well, a lot of their stuff is, yeah.
Because I like some Metallica, but that's about it.
You like the poppy Metallica.
Yeah.
You like the top 40 Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Anthrax got some death metal shit in it.
I never liked Anthrax.
I liked it when they redid Pipeline.
Was Wasp death metal?
I don't know.
Here we come to the point where Dave's like, for a guy that seems to know, claims to know a lot about music, you certainly don't know much about music.
Well, that's true. Don't cry.
I'm going to cry. I feel like crying. I'm just fed up.
Yeah, well,
I'm fed up with all the bullshit here in California.
I'm fed up with all the bullshit, period, and I think a lot.
Just all the bums everywhere, and, like, basically, shit has gotten so bad now that, like, there's all this weird stuff going on in stores that you have to, like, jump through hoops because of all the theft that's going on. And I'm like, why, what, so at that inconvenience, that we all have to be inconvenienced because of the thieves.
Because
of the theft that's going on.
No. It's all about the low protein gruel.
Oh, what?
The people pulling the levers are trying to be like the cult leaders. They want all of us to be just kind of malleable and whatnot. And one of the ways to do that is to keep us from eating.
Okay.
So having enough calories to put up a fight. And everything's about money. And for some reason, there's a lot of money to be made when people are scared.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter which political spectrum you're on. The party and the people you believe in are telling you all these reasons about why you should be scared about the other people and scared about what's going on. Doesn't matter. So they want the people that are supposed to be here scared as f***. Then they want other people to come in here to work for free or pennies on the dollar, which is also, you know, these people are coming here because they want jobs or they're terrorists. It doesn't matter, whatever. To send money back home. That's kind of how most of the Western Hemisphere makes its money. They send, you know, people trek on over, get these jobs, work like crazy, and send a good chunk of it back.
Yeah.
Then there's like the criminal elements in all these other countries that are trying to. So everything's about money, and everything's done so that you'll be so scared that you'll sit there and ask someone else for help. Well, fuck it. They're not there to help you. And anyone who sits there and says, I'm here to help you, they're fucking lying to you. Because if it weren't that way, how come the more money you put into something, the worse something gets? We put more money into public education than any other country in the world. We got one of the worst public education systems in the world. And what are they saying? Oh, you just need to put more money into it. Are you crazy?
That's just insanity.
But everything, right? You know, when I was in high school, they went to the HMOs because healthcare, right? Mm. Health insurance, healthcare. I was like, oh, it's starting to cost way too much money. We need to start doing something to put the cost down. It has not gone down. It keeps going up.
Yeah, like healthcare is like extremely lucrative for the.
Yeah, just like the stock market. You know why? Because they're pooling all their money and putting it in there. I'm telling you, if I were a true patriot and wanted to help the world, I would have become a doctor.
You would have become a doctor.
Yeah. Because the way my life and my fortunes go, if I'd become a doctor, there would be no universal healthcare anywhere.
You don't know that.
Oh, I do. I do. The powers that be were like, fuck you, little kid. You're not going to make any money doing whatever you do. You're a doctor? All right. Well, medicine's going to be the most unlucrative thing in the world.
Yeah, you got into law and then it's like...
Yeah. Dude, I got into law and single-handedly turned it into the most, from the most lucrative profession in the United States to the worst.
Dude, there's so many lawyers running around now just like trying to get the crumbs.
Well, that's because most lawyers shouldn't be lawyers anyway. Yeah, most people suck. Most people shouldn't be lawyers. There are a lot of lawyers that shouldn't be. I said it.
Wow.
But that's true for everything, right? There are a lot of people that are soldiers that should not be soldiers, and most of them are generals now.
Generals.
Politicians, same thing. We went from following the ne'er-do-well sons of ne'er-do-well families to following basically on-screen talent. That's what it takes to be elected now.
Wow.
So, you know, which is worse? Having having Joseph Stalin's kid be your elected representative, or having, like, you know, L. Fanning be your elected representative? Oh, no, not even L. Fanning. Someone who aspires to be L. Fanning.
That's insane.
You know, if most lawyers are frustrated writers, politicians, or most politicians are frustrated and evil actors.
Wow. That's just all f***ed up, dude.
Yeah, that's the way it is. So we can. Oh shit! I forgot what we're going to end with. It was something so unprofound too.
420 to go.
Oh gosh, I forget.
420.
420.
Trying to draw this out, it's really hurting. And you're just sitting here laughing at me while I'm tap dancing my way through this. I feel like a duck on a hot plate trying to think of shit to say, and you're just looking at me like some kind of weirdo.
Dave was actually having a nap before this, and he was like, why don't you just do the podcast? So I'm like, that would be terrible.
Yeah, and he's like, fuck you, I'm not going to say anything now. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Come on, man!
I couldn't do a podcast, like if it was just me.
Come on, man! Sure you could.
It would just be like silence.
Well, most people can't just do a podcast or can't do anything, because, like, I remember, you know, there are really funny people. When I saw them trying to do stuff, be like VJs for, VH1 or MTV.
Uh-huh.
Like Rosie O'Donnell, really fun in front of an audience. Rosie O'Donnell with a camera in front of her, not so funny.
You talking about her show?
No, Rosie O'Donnell in general. Back when she was kind of popular in the late 80s, early 90s, she did good stand-up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, she did a stint as one of those video disc jockeys on VH1.
Not good?
Well, just not the same, not as entertaining. She really feeds off the crowd.
Right.
And then, you know, she seems like a really nice person and everything, her on-screen persona. But, you know, her politics and stuff is just kind of, I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, what's her face? Who's the one that seems like a really nice person, but just a real asshole? You know, the woman. Yeah, the woman. What's her face? The blonde woman.
What's she in?
She has that show. She always like Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't want to talk about her.
Well, I don't know anything about her, but I heard that she's just a real jerk.
She's awful.
But most of them are, is the funny thing about her, right? That they just got really good PR.
Just not nice people.
No.
She doesn't seem like a very nice person at all.
Well, you know, to get anywhere in the world, you can't be very nice, you can't be very hardworking, you can't be very loyal. You basically got to be a bit of a pile of shit.
I think she has.
In a bad way. Like, because even shit is useful. So, you know, whatever is more...
Shit's manure.
Whatever is more useless than shit.
Dirt. No, you can grow stuff and do it.
So, you know, you gotta be like...
I got a hard time thinking about what's useful now.
You gotta be benzene in order to... The human equivalent of benzene to get anywhere.
What does benzene come from?
It's
a gas.
It's naturally occurring, but it's carcinogenic. It's just real bad for you.
So there's nothing good about benzene?
No.
Human benzene
is basically what you got to be to get anywhere in society nowadays.
That's up.
Well, but you know, it's nothing new. It's been that way for a few thousand years.
How many times I've said that's up on this podcast?
Well, this is the fucked up episode, I guess. You know, you can put a counter. You can count how many times, how many fucking times we say fuck or a fucking derivative of fuck, and like put a counter on the bottom of it. And say in this episode we say this, you know, this many times. Well, anyway, it's getting pretty close to time. Might as well just say f*** it. So, you know, f***ing share, f***ing like, f***ing subscribe, f***ing donate, you f***s.
Oh.
What's your f***ing problem?
Oh, man. I'm speechless.
Anyway, thanks for f***ing listening.
Oh, and I must apologize if you're offended. I'm going to apologize.
If you're offended, you should listen to something fucking else. How can you be offended by us? We're so unoffensive.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, anyway.
We're done. Thanks for listening.